This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. Get the show on demand 24/7. You can also contact us at 844-551-8255. That is by phone. 844-551-8255. Where do I want to start? I want to start with what's being described as a sexless business arrangement. Have you heard this? This is the latest spin on the Harvey Weinstein saga. That's what they're now saying about his marriage to Georgina Chapman, the absolutely stunningly beautiful fashion designer whom Harvey Weinstein married about, I think, 2004. They're calling it a sexless business arrangement because apparently Harvey Weinstein knows a lot about fashion. Or, no, Georgina Chapman knows a lot about making movies. I guess maybe Georgina Chapman was making all of the wardrobes for the Harvey Weinstein movies. I have no idea. What type of business arrangement could these two have had? I'll tell you this. If I were Shrek, a.k.a. Harvey Weinstein, I would love to have a business arrangement with Georgina Chapman. Was she eye candy? Was she only to be on his arm during the shoots? I remember the first time I saw one of the things where it was a red carpet thing and she walks over and joins Harvey after he's taken his picture. And I was like, who is that dish? Who just joined this guy? Is she a model? Is she one of the people that he messed over or whatever? Turns out she was, ironically. A sexless business arrangement. Is there a lawyer in the house? Can someone please explain to me why a mogul like Harry Weinstein, who, and let's face it, you don't have to be a beautiful dude, a handsome dude, to find yourself a dish in Hollywood, a.k.a. Billy Joel, a.k.a. Lyle Lovett. I mean, some of these guys are trolls that have married some very beautiful women. I get it. It's the money. It's the power. It's the allure of success. I understand it. But now to define it as a sexless business arrangement? Oh, and by the way, you've got two kids. Was it in vitro? What in the world is going on here? Why are we redefining this? That's the question I'm asking of the audience. Why suddenly are we saying, well, Harvey was in a sexless business arrangement with his beautiful wife? A trophy wife, in fact, accomplished woman over in her own right, and they have two kids. What are they saying? Are they telling us that Georgina Chapman needed Harvey Weinstein for what? His money? For the fruit of his loins? What did they need? What did she need him for? This is an accomplished woman in Hollywood, gorgeous. Who? This woman could be dropped in the middle of the Sahara Desert, and they would build a city around her. Holy Cleopatra! What are we talking about here? What exactly was Harvey saying? What are his spokespeople? What is the media trying to tell you? This is a quiz. This is a pop quiz at the Kevin Jackson University, the Blackstreet University. Kevin Jackson, chancellor, professor. It's a pop quiz. What are they telling you? It's a sexless business arrangement. You guys, you want to chime in here, fellas? What are you thinking? Because if you're thinking about this right, you might be asking yourself, do they want us to have sympathy that Harvey has entered into this sexless business arrangement with this stunningly beautiful woman whom he cannot have access to at his home, in the privacy of his home, where he cannot pleasure himself on his own plants, in the privacy of his home, or ask his wife to help him watch him take showers, or whatever it is that he would have her to do. He couldn't ask her to do that because they were in a sexless business arrangement with two children whose name ends in Weinstein. Okay? I'm just saying. So Harvey, without having sex with this gorgeous woman who sleeps, what, in the room next to him? Not next to him, in his own bed? I don't know. I don't inquire about such things. But whatever the arrangement was, Harvey was deprived. He needed to go out on his own. And they also want you to believe that him writing adultery and these shenanigans into his contract only goes to validate his sexless business arrangement. See, he had to get his company involved because Georgina Chapman, the lovely, beautiful, gorgeous, Cleopatra-esque Georgina Chapman, has decided in our sexless business arrangement that the sexless part will be enforced. I am forced to write into my agreement with the Weinstein Company, a company that I founded, that I may go out from time to time and indulge myself in these sexual fantasies and what have you. And the company goes, we understand because you've got this sexless business arrangement with this gorgeous woman. As opposed to Harvey saying finding a woman that loved him and cared about him. I don't know. Here I thought Georgina gave him two churns. Maybe that was proof enough that she loved and cared about him. Apparently not. Not in Hollywood. He had to have a sexless business arrangement. So what he did was he had a sexless business arrangement, and then with his company, he had a sex business arrangement. I get it. I see how Hollywood works. He formed this one union, if you will, an agreement. Hey, gay people, by the way, you should take note. You can do this on your own. You don't have to be married. Okay, so they've got that. Then he says, you know what, but I need a sex business arrangement that I'll form through my company. See, that's how they do things in Hollywood. They have to legalize what they're planning to do. So Harvey was ready to go. The women were complicit. What he was saying to his company is, look, I got these babes. They throw themselves at me. They're okay with me doing whatever I choose to do. They don't say anything. Yeah, the women's movement, ha 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 ha, I laugh in its face. So right into my contract is sexless, the sex business arrangement, and we're all good. I'll just pay off a few that complain from time to time, and things will be good. And oh, by the way, this will garner me a lot of sympathy because people will understand that I was in a sexless business arrangement with Georgina. See, that's how Hollywood works. I know, folks, we in the real world are going, what? What are you talking about? I can't feel like I got a shot at a girl like Georgina Chapman. Now I got to find out it's a sexless business arrangement. Doggone it, there's my bubble. God burst it right before my very eyes. We'll be back, folks. Listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. We think we produce one of the funniest shows on the internet, and we'd love for you, well, it's not just the internet, but one of the funniest shows out there, but on our internet side, where you can download the segments and what have you, not listening through live stream. We'd like you to promote them. So please do go to kjradio.com and do that. If you want to talk to me, reach out on Facebook, Tea Party Community. You might go to teapartycommunity.org versus .com. We had some issues with the site, but get on there and chat with us. We'd love to have you there. And Facebook. I hate to bring these guys up, but Facebook and Twitter, I'm available there too. Whoo! Anyway, lots to talk about. My producers are still trying to figure out how Harvey Weinstein had a sexless business arrangement with Georgina Chapman, and they have two children together. And I said, y'all are trying to get all up in the man's business. Yeah, I don't know either, but, you know, how do you do it? Is it any of our business how they decided to copulate? Maybe they were like snakes. Maybe they did in a petri dish. Who knows? I don't even know if they are his children. Maybe that's what they're telling us. Maybe that's the story. Maybe, Harvey, it's been years of angst. No, it predated their marriage. We can't use that as an excuse. I don't know. Maybe the idea of a sexless business arrangement between Harvey Weinstein and Georgina Chapman is a farce. Because I'm going to tell you what, if Kevin Jackson marries Georgina Chapman, we're consummating the marriage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Isn't that what married people do? Okay, hide the kids. Just talking about marriage and, you know, coupling. Gwyneth Paltrow, when she got divorced, what did she call it? She called it a voluntary decoupling or like a, what was the word she used? Like happy decoupling or something. What a weirdo. And Brad Pitt was ready to fight Harvey Weinstein over this weirdo. The Brad, glad you saved your knuckles, dude. Oh, man, the sexual harassment that is now being exposed. I think it's 33 women now that they know about. Trust me when I tell you. Trust and believe, people. There's at least 100. At least. You don't get to. Harvey Weinstein, look, find a picture. Find every movie Harvey Weinstein ever made. And look at the list of stars, okay? Anybody that he even interviewed, find them. Find the ones that he was going to make a movie about and the women ended up not being in the movies. You know, they chose another actress. Find those women. Get their stories. It's hundreds. I'm telling you, it's at least 100 if it's not hundreds, period. Right? We're not that naive. We know there's more. Guys, a predator beyond belief. And I keep coming back to this idea of how many people knew. I mean, they knew this. Hollywood was giving us hints, just subliminal, in various pictures, you know, in TV shows, in award shows. And Harvey would sit out there and laugh. Ha, 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 ha. You don't have the guts to say anything. Good one. What was the guy's name? McFarland. Good one, Seth McFarland. That subtle shot at me. You know. Then Meryl Streep gets up there. Harvey's God. You're right, Meryl. I am. Too bad you're not cute enough for me to show you just how much of a God I am. He got coverage. He was covered. I mean, you couldn't plot his coverage better if you were demonic and you were Dr. Evil and went, okay. I'm going to sexually harass and rape women for decades. Now I need to provide cover. I'll befriend Democratic presidents. I'll have all my charity work touch every star that comes out. I'll donate to their charities, and I will work with the administrators. I will make sure that all of my people are compensated so well, and I'll get them into debt so they have to have my paycheck. I'll pay them more than they'll ever make anywhere else. You know, and all the other things. What would you... I mean, I would leave something out, and the forensic people would go, Kevin was almost there, but he forgot this one thing. And apparently Hardy did. What did he forget? I don't know. Did he get just too big for his britches, as they say in the country? I don't know. Was it Rose McGowan that did it? I don't know. But I know this. The cat's out of the bag. And the Democrats, I mean, this is so big. Because it has that political... See, if it didn't have a political link, it wouldn't be quite the story, right? Wouldn't be quite there. But it's got that political thing. It's got all these Democrats. Hardcore Democrat. A bundler for Obama. Major donor to Democrats. Supporter of all their charities. This dude hasn't been spotted within 100 miles of a Republican or a conservative. He hated us. He made movies against us. Movies against the cops. He hates everything we stand for. Because we would have exposed him. Oh yeah. Give yourselves a pat on the back, conservatives, that you are. Those people are not generally in our midst unless their left is hiding out. And don't misunderstand me. Conservatives have our issues. We do. But we're not like Harvey. We will get help. We'll try. We will acknowledge our failings and our shortcomings. Hey, speaking of which, these sexual harassment people, these leftists, the DNC plotted fake sexual harassment against Donald Trump. They plotted this. This is a WikiLeaks leak. I guess I don't need to say the leak. But it's a WikiLeak. that says this. This is an email. Just talked to Jackie. Apparently, because we're talking about sexual harassment, the defamation risk is really high. But he hasn't been litigious yet, so. This is a letter that came from WikiLeaks where they were saying, you know what, we might try the sexual harassment angle against Trump, even though it could backfire. We could get a defamation suit, but he hasn't sued yet. Now, the reason why they didn't do it is because they looked at Trump's record of suing and said, you know what, he will likely sue us. But they were still debating it. Would it hurt the campaign? Is it good? Is it bad? Or whatever. But they were plotting against Trump. No, I want you to understand, while the left knows, not just is knowing, the left knows presently as we speak, as in present tense, right this minute, they know that there are sexual predators in their midst. They know who they are. How many of these people have said this? There are other people who have done these things. I'm waiting on somebody else. We talked about Terry Crews, who gets grabbed in his crotch by a guy in front of his wife and does nothing. He doesn't even say anything. He just kind of, whatever. I tell you what, grab my crotch and watch what happens. See if I say something. I mean, it amazes me that these people are in our midst and they don't want to speak out. Corey Feldman still hasn't said who's molested him. He cleared Michael Jackson, but he hasn't said who's molested him. Why? Why haven't these others spoken out?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kevin Jackson here. A friend of mine sent me a graphic, and it said something that toxic mothers are far worse than absentee fathers. And I thought to myself, toxic mothers are bad, no doubt about it. But what makes a mother toxic could be the fact that the father left. Now, we can argue which comes first, chicken or the egg. I don't know. Don't care. But I want to focus on the toxic mother part right now, because I was having a separate conversation with one of my friends, and we were talking about these crazy black chicks that we watch these videos. And it came from I was looking at the knockout gang videos. And then I started seeing all these videos of crazy black women just going nuts. Not, you know, catching their guy cheating, but just like in one case, a security guard at one of these little strip malls, there was a shooting or something that happened inside, and he was getting people out who were creating problems. Maybe it was the kids were bothering the vendors, and his job is to get people out. So he was kicking people out. And as he's kicking people out, he kicks out this girl, this woman, who's got a couple of kids, one of them on her hip, and she just goes in a cursing tirade. I mean, you know, got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a baby on the hip. And she's just MF this and you MF and you B and you this. And she's just cursing this man up one side and down the other. And the security guard is a black dude, big black dude. He's like, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, just get your butt out of here. You know. So he's kicking him out. And there's people gathered around. And there's kids playing all over the place. Just running around. And she's still just cursing, and I'm going to come back here. I'm going to shoot. You know, she's threatening to kill him. And he's like, yeah, whatever. Okay, fine. Yeah. And so, and I'm thinking, the whole time I'm thinking of a lot, many thoughts go through your head like, okay, so black chicks are always wondering, why is it that, black men are not marrying black women? Well, that was one of my thoughts that went through my head. And that's not to say that white women don't get crazy too, but there's another layer that comes with a black woman. And I think a lot of people know this. This isn't Kevin Jackson coming up with stuff. This is the truth. And so there's that. But I'm looking at these kids and I'm going, how many generations do I know where black women have acted like that? And what I call a toxic mother towards their children. Now, part of it, I'll forgive them. The frustration of not having a man, somebody who can help and be a disciplinarian and a father and all that. I get that if there's anybody that's suffering through that, it's the black community. And it's been happening since the 60s. It got put on steroids steroids in the 60s and 70s, and now we are where we are, where 70-plus percentage of black kids are born out of wedlock and don't have two parents in the household. Single mother families outweigh whole families in the black community. And that's pretty sad. It's actually pretty pathetic. So I want to ask people in general, certainly women, ask yourself, would you be a little bit more, I don't know, would you be more anxious? Would you have issues if you only, you know, if you didn't have that significant other? What would that do to increase your problems in the community? Your problems in your own family, things like this. And by the way, many white women are beginning to experience this as society goes a different direction, has been, you know, shifting to leftism. So this isn't limited to blacks, but it's just a problem that is more glaring in the black community. I want to be clear about that. So here's what this article says. Even the most chill relationships between mothers and daughters have bumps in the road. It's pretty much impossible to be on the same page as the people who raised you, especially as you get older. Now, I find that statement interesting because I wasn't on the same page as my grandparents in many ways. They raised me in a certain, like, they were Democrats, but they raised me as a conservative. And I saw the difference, but I also recognized the gap in our, you know, how we grew up, and I could forgive their ignorance on the subject. But they raised me the way, in the right way, the way that they were raised. So I don't disagree. And from a political standpoint, they taught me how to look at things objectively, even though they couldn't. So I can't tell you, I can say, yeah, there were differences in us, but the core values that they taught me, we were equally yoked. But this author says, no, as you get older, you're going to differ with your parents. No, as you get older, you actually come closer to your parents in thought process. That's what I believe. What was funny is that if you think about it from my perspective, I was actually more like the parent. I know that sounds weird, but politically speaking, I was. I could see how my grandparents were raising me. And over the years, even though my grandmother never in her life voted Republican, I saw her getting, understanding it, even though she couldn't rationalize the conservative point of view and how she really was one, and she shouldn't vote for a Democrat. It was ingrained in her to vote for a Democrat regardless. Next sentence, this person says, but if your conflicts with your mother seem to go beyond what's normal and into an area that leaves you feeling sad, helpless, or bad about yourself, then the two of you may have a toxic relationship. Now, toxic relationships can happen to anybody. Father to son, you know, father to mother, I mean, whatever. You know, you get what I'm saying, all the different combinations. I'm not going to go through them. Well, there's nephew to cousin, and I'm just kidding. So they can happen to anybody. But with parents, particularly biological, it really is an interesting pull because it's like I saw a show with a lady whose father killed the mother of the child, but she said, even though he's on death row, I feel something for him. I feel a sense of loss. And I understood what she was saying, given that my dad was a deadbeat. But there was a point in my life where I was like, but I still want to know him. Now, when he died, I didn't care about it at the time. I was like, but at that point, he just burned too many bridges. So I didn't care. But maybe deep down in my psyche, I still do. But I can't find it. But we had a toxic relationship of sorts. So they say a toxic relationship is based around anger, emotional manipulation, or other negative and hurtful feelings instead of mutual support. This is what's lacking in these relationships, mutual support, whether it's the mother supporting the kids in these single parent relationships or the kids supporting the mom, etc. And who teaches that? You know, who teaches you to say to your son, when your mom is sick, you know, she does a lot for you. You at least have to go and inquire to see what's happening with her, or she's going to feel like it's a one-way street. It takes a parent, another parent, to say to a child, learn that empathy. Learn how to see what your parent, your mom's doing. Or mom says to a child, go check on your dad. He works hard to make sure you got baseball practice or you did so-and-so. This is what you know, these whole relationships do. You get to fill in the gaps and put the puzzle pieces together for each other, and that's missing. And so I watch these crazy videos. If you have some time on your hands, watch one of these crazy videos of these black chicks going off, whether they're fighting in I watched one where the two of them go off in a chicken joint or, you know, some restaurant over nothing. It was the lady who was working in the place was completely disrespectful, and the other girl called her out on it, who had a baby with her, and those two go to blows. Watch these videos. Don't misunderstand me. I've seen crazy blood white girls go to blows as well, but not a fraction. It's a fraction of the number that you can find on YouTube. And guess what? As a culture, black people are all too happy to put it out there, but then want to get mad at you when you bring it up. It says, they go on to say, you know, you can't dump family. You know, your family's there. You can't dump them. So, and nor should you. But we have a lot of that going on now. I watch these shows. You know, I don't talk to my mother because, you know, she left when I was picking out my wedding dress. That's all it took. So I'm not exonerating absentee fathers. Absentee fathers, as far as I'm concerned, you know, you're one of the worst people on the planet if you're not taking care of your kid. I'm not saying absentee in the sense of you no longer live with your babies, you know, with your former significant other. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you don't actively do your part to parent. Even if you're, you know, it's like you could be in the military, deployed. You still want a parent. You still get the kids on the, you know, the Skype and or whatever they use. And you say, hey, your mom's telling me you're doing this, you're doing that. You can't do this. You back the play of the custodial parent or whatever. But we should be more engaged because we're creating these toxic mothers. And nobody's addressing them. I don't believe people are really understanding how to help these people become better human beings and better parents.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, all you non-toxic parents. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I go fishing. Well, I went fishing with a friend of mine. It was 30 guys and a friend of mine, very wealthy man. He paid for all of us to go. We had this great trip near Alaska. And I'm watching a couple of guys brought their sons. Because, we had a couple of openings at the end where some people couldn't make it. So the gentleman said, hey, bring your kiddos. And so a couple of guys got to bring their sons. I wish I could have brought my son, but he was in school. But anyway, so we go up there and I'm watching these dads with their sons. I'm watching all of us interact, all the guys, and we're having a great time. And then I'm watching the fathers with their sons, and they're going out on the boat together. We come back and they're rooming together, and you watch their interactions, shooting pool. Pardon me. I met Rick Santorum's son there, and you could tell the kid just warmed to me, and I could see that Rick was very hard on him. He wants him to grow up to be a good kid, And he's hard on him. He actually said, I think we had to all say a little thing about ourselves. And Rick's son said, used a curse word. It wasn't a bad one. It was like, you know, dang or, yeah, but he said the other one or something like that. And Rick, you just see the look on his face like, can't believe he said that. And I'm not kidding you. In the most stilted way you can imagine, Rick's like, comes over, I'm shooting pool with his son, and Rick's like, yeah, well, you didn't have to say dang during the presentation. And the son was like, well, you know, I just felt like it, you know, it was like I was talking about something I'm passionate about. And then Rick's just like, well, in his very stilted way, you know, you shouldn't say, it was so sanctimonious, it was funny. And so I was like, I didn't want to get in the middle of father-son deal there, but I said, well, Rick, you know, we all make mistakes. And I kind of left it at that. And his son, you know, he gravitated to me because I think he sensed this coolness about me that was like, I'm going to be a parent, you know, I'm a parent to my kids, but I understand that you got to clip the wings and let them go. And they're not, you're going to always agree. Anyway, it was interesting to watch him because not growing up with my dad, I felt this sense of longing. I felt happy for them and sad for myself in a very deep place I can't describe. And I just hope no kid has to go through that. Having gotten so many children adopted, I feel like a liberator of kids from that sense of that what they're missing. Now, you're going to always miss it with your biological parents, but, you know, filling that void is important. So with that said, I hope you guys support what we do from time to time, get a couple of duckies our way because we help a lot of people. I want to go into Trump's accomplishments. And there was a list, and I thought to myself, wow, this is a really long list. Some of these I've forgotten, so I want to go through some of these. This is amazing. So first he appointed Judge Gorsuch, right? We all know, great. There's nobody that can argue against that. Even leftists go, you know, well, he picked a great guy. 9 Tomahawk missiles for Syria for gassing innocents. 59. He exited the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Illegal immigration is down 70%, the lowest in 17 years. Now, I bet you some of this stuff is old, because I bet these numbers are even higher. Consumer confidence highest since 2000. The index that they used was 125.6. I don't know what it is now, but my bet is it's higher. Mortgage applications for new homes risen to a 7-year high. A range from 7% to 24% tariff on lumber from Canada. I mentioned this. I didn't know the numbers, but I knew he started protecting America's lumber industry and addressing Canada's trade imbalance with America. In one fell swoop, he was able to do that. Bids for the border wall are underway. Here's one that the left hates, that he pulled out of the Paris Accord, lopsided Paris Accord. He got the Keystone Pipeline approved. NATO allies boosted their spending by 4.3% and have had to make up their, you know, their lack of funding that we've been paying the whole time. Allowing the VA to terminate bad employees. Now, that's one that, who can argue against that? How can you have a bureaucracy in place that's meant to help the citizens and perhaps our finest citizens, the people that fought for us, and you have a bureaucracy in place that won't let you fire incompetents that are dealing with these folks. And then you say, well, we give them the VA. It's the same thing with our education system. Our kids, taxpayers send our kids to a school where we expect greatness, and instead we get English as a second language and, you know, half of them get molested and, you know, are pregnant. And they want to tell us that they're doing the best they can. That's just nonsense. Anyway, allowing private health care choices for veterans. One of my good friends, a Navy SEAL, Jay Redman, he when he started going to the VA doctor after he got shot up in Fallujah, Jay said, his wife said, we're not going to you guys. You don't know what you're doing. You'll kill my husband. They went to private facilities thereafter. Good for Jay. Stock market, all-time high. We all know those numbers, and it's still climbing. The stock market will hit 23,000 easy this year. Probably it'll hit 24, maybe even 25,000. Nah, won't do 25, but it'll hit 24, 23. No question. Let's see what else we got. More than 1 million new jobs created in his first 6 months. That's just an amazing stat. Considering when you look at what Obama lost in his first 6 months, which was almost 5 million jobs. It's either 4 million or 5 million. Median household income is at a 7-year high. Let's see. China agreed to American import of beef. It's a big deal. An entire new market has been opened to our cattle ranchers. An entire new market. A market that got shut down. I don't know who, what in the time it was, but I know it was around some tariff issues or whatever. And Trump opened up that market. Let's see, what else we got? $9 billion saved in regulation rollbacks. I think that number's, no, $89 billion. And I think that number's way low as well. They said, I saw a number that said $2.3 trillion. But right here they say $89 billion. Rollback of regulation to boost coal mining. He did that. And, not only did he do that, and they may mention this down a little bit later, but he then had coal delivered to China, and they sent back the North Korean boat. Moab for ISIS. ISIS is on the run and is being destroyed. That's the truth. The next one. The travel ban was reinstated to protect all Americans. Next. An executive order for religious freedom. Then he restarted NASA. Here's another one. $600 million cut from the UN peacekeeping budget. That's a rounding error for the U.S. anymore, but it's still $600 million taxpayers don't have to come up with. He targeted MS-13 gangs, called them out by name. Started deporting violent illegal immigrants. Mostly gang leaders, and dared the left to challenge him on his policy. By the way, just learn, France is doing the same. Macron is taking the worst of the immigrants, not even illegal, and sending them back to their countries of origin. Donald Trump signed 55 bills into law as of 8/25. He created a commission on child trafficking. He created a commission on voter fraud, and he created a commission on opioid addiction. The one on voter fraud I find interesting, given that the Pennsylvania Secretary of State just stepped down because it was found he let illegals vote in the election. Giving power to the states to drug test unemployment recipients. Unemployment at its lowest rate since May of 2007. He started the Historically Black Colleges and Universities Initiative that more than 4x funded the HBCUs who were suffering mightily, failing in fact. And, you know, we talk about what Barack Obama did. Barack Obama almost put those HBCUs out of business, which for the record, I'm not mad. I don't think we need a historically black college or university. I think they should just go to colleges and universities. But if you're going to keep an HBCU, make it successful and make it work the way it should, not to be divisive against the country, but to be encouraging of the country. I think that's what President Trump is doing. We got a few more of these, but we're out of time. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.